Blog Talk Radio.
Daddy, I said my prayers, but how do I know God is there?
Dexter, God is everywhere, everywhere.
And Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Where is God?
He's above you, he's in the wind, he's in the waves, he's everywhere. Just look for him.
And how can I find him?
Son, in the darkness, in the struggles, if you'll just look up.
Yes, sir.
And follow the star.
Follow the star.
Hello, hello. How's everybody doing out there? God bless y'all. Before I get into the message, I just want to say a word of prayer. Father God, we just want to say thank you again for waking us up another glorious morning. Forgive us for our sins, and we ask for forgiveness. And just open up our spiritual eyes and do this message, Father. Hopefully someone gets this message, and everything that we do glorifies you in the heavens. In the name of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, we continue to say, pray, amen. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? I know it's been a long time. I haven't been on the Blog Talk Radio in a while, but I'm still keeping things in line. And just again, I apologize. You know, I haven't been on in a while, and still everything's still the same. Just still growing in Christ. Me and my brother and Lammy, and you know, praying for us and praying for y'all and things like that. And hopefully we could get back on the ball here soon and, you know, opening up that spiritual eye and, you know, changing lives and giving a better understanding on the word of Christ. And I've been going through a lot myself, good and bad, or however you want to cut it. But I'm still here. That's the main focus. But just wanted to say, you know, apologies. And we're going to get this back on the grind with the Blog Talk Radio and, you know, making sure this message of Christ gets to you and give you a better understanding. Amen. So, oh, boy, where do I start? We see a lot of things that's going on with the presidential election. We got Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. So we don't know which way this is going to raise, but hopefully God still protects us, you know, from this situation. You know, with Donald Trump, no, I totally disagree with it. You know, but it's showing you what position and where we're at and how, you know, this country is turning its back on God in a lot of sense. So it's like this is what our best, you know, nominees are. And, you know, we're coming to a time in this world and to this country that, you know, that we never seen. And we have to prepare for what's next. And the Bible, you know, Jesus clearly states, you know, when you see the days of Noah, you know, his return is soon. But we are living in the days of Noah. And as well as, you know, all the things that are happening. And we got to prepare. And it's kind of hard to prepare for something that's never happened before to this country. And we have to take heed to that and get more and more and grind more in the gospel and humbling ourselves and being hollow in his name, meaning just, you know, it's not about you no more. It's all about God and helping others. So just wanted to discuss that briefly, how powerful the word is of God. You know, it's deeper than just scriptures. When you actually activate these scriptures, it becomes power. It becomes alive. And most of the time, you know, a lot of the church folks really don't use his power in scriptures and changing lives. They just, you know, it's more of a religious activity, you know. And what's more important is that we have to understand is that he gives us this gospel so we can give it out and to help others to change lives. You understand? And there's power. There's a lot of power in these words and these scriptures and all these things, and we have to use God's power. The power is not us. The power is in God. And we, you know, if you notice, the whole Bible, the whole entire Bible, from all the prophets, God gave it to them. They didn't come up with it themselves. It's been inspired by the Holy Spirit, meaning God himself more than likely talked audibly to each and every prophet. And, you know, that's how we get the scriptures. But saying all that so you can understand is that the power is in God. It's not us. We're just utensils, okay? And as we use the power, he uses us to change lives. But when it's all said and done, it glorifies him. It goes straight back to him. You understand? So we have to remove ourselves in a lot of these situations. You know, God knows you need bills paid. God knows the kids need this. God knows, he knows all these things. But the key is not accepting life. What am I talking about? I'm talking about he knows all these things that need to be done. But we have to put him first in all situations, not just on Sunday or Saturday. All situations, every single last situation, we, us as Christians, have to put him first. Now, I see a lot of church folks put a good show on like he is first, but is he really first in your life? What am I discussing? What I want y'all to understand is when we do all these things, when we do this gospel, when we go out, you know, look at the percentage of what you do all day. What do you do all day? What do you give your 100% at? Your 110% at that? If it's not towards God, that's not really putting him first. Oh, I got to go to work. Oh, I got to take my kids to football practice. Those are responsibilities. That's fine. But are we really putting God in every situation that we're in? You understand? And I want people to know is that there's power in those scriptures. It's not just words. This is God's mouth. This is him talking. And if you activate it right, it works. But not just for you. It glorifies him. Then it may knock out, you know, two birds with one stone. Someone might see the glory in you and they go, man, why are you so happy? Why are you so chipper? Why are you so this? You tell them it's God. And then they might want to go the same route as you went. That's how it spreads. That's how this gospel is spread. But all it takes is one person. But do you put God in every situation? Do you? I mean, do you honestly put him first? Do you really pay tithes? Do you really help folks? How many strangers do you talk to a day? That's the pusher right there. That's the pusher. Have you witnessed about Jesus? But when you say those few scriptures or those few words, the Holy Spirit will shine through you and help the next person. That's what it's about. It's not about you. Excuse me. None of this is about you. None of it. It's about others. God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus. God didn't have to do none of this for us. None. But what I'm saying is it's good. I'm not saying that if you put God first, you're going to live miserable or any of that. No, it gets better. It gets a lot better. Life becomes easier when you know that's, you know, when you try to hold on to things forever and ever, you got to let it go. The key is changing someone else. The key is letting somebody else know that Jesus does exist. I mean, think about it. I mean, you know, you could have $10 million to your name. That's good. But what good is it if it doesn't help somebody? All it is just claim. But you can change someone's life if you just give somebody $100,000. Or not even that. Just give them opportunities. And then they're like, why are you doing this? Because Jesus told me so. And things like that. Of that nature. We got to understand that it's not about us. I know there's people out there that do you wrong and all that stuff. Help people that want to help themselves. Heck, just do it out of your heart. Don't expect nothing in return. The Christ way. You have to learn how Jesus walked and how he did things with folks. He was in the bad neighborhoods. He was all over the world. He was all over the place. He didn't really have claim of money. He was rich. He was totally rich. But he knew that stuff is of the world. That stuff has a tag. There's nothing wrong with money. And we all know we need it to live in this world, of course. But when you're with God, you're not in the world no more. So I want that to sink in and just understand that it's about others. If you have enough knowledgeable information to change someone's life, it's no good if it just changed yours. It has to be shared. Everything is given. Money, knowledge, all this stuff. It's for someone else so they can pass it on. You can't hold on to information too long. What good is it? So you would want to change a person's life. So I just wanted to share that with y'all so we can, you know, be all on the same accord. But I just wanted to share that with y'all. I got like 2 minutes left on the show. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to be talking to y'all here soon. So I just wanted to share that with y'all. And hopefully y'all take heed to that information and do it. You know, give you the knowledge. You get wisdom when you do it. And just wanted to share that. God bless. I'm probably get Lammy and Charles on the show here shortly, and we can discuss things, what we can do for our communities, what you can do for your community, and things like that. So that was my 90-second mark. But that's just pretty much it. So just keep Jesus in your heart. Just keep it moving. You know, stay focused on what's important. You know what I mean? Because life is very temporary. And what you do today is going to build for eternity, forever. You know, so this time that we live in is just time. It's short, but it's what you do today. It's what you do today for eternity. It may be something small, maybe something big, but just make the right choices, right decisions for God. Okay, so got about 40 seconds left. Just wanted to share that with y'all. God bless, and keep Jesus in your heart. Take it easy. Shalom. Peace.